Kix 103.3. Big Daddy Dave coming up on 6 minutes now. After 9 o'clock, we've got a Kix morning chat for you. And joining us from the Caldwell Center of the North Carolina Cooperative Extension, we've got Gabby Worley. Good morning, Gabby.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here because something fun you've been doing, a little embryology experiments and hatching with the kiddos. How's it going?
Yeah, we just wrapped up our first round. I'll be going to pick up a lot of chickens today and tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
I get to go to a chicken palooza today at Granite Falls.
Yeah,
I'm really excited.
It's always fun to see, the baby chicks and how they're doing. And you had some ducks at the office, and it sounds like everything went well there.
Oh yeah, we had a super high hatch rate this year. Thanks.
Wonderful.
To getting some fancy new incubators. Thanks to our awesome partners with United Way. We're hoping to start getting more of those to implement those out to the classrooms as well.
So. That is great. And, of course, you've got to get the eggs from somewhere. And
yes.
You had some help this year again.
Yes, we had a ton of local farmers donate. Our main local farmer, her name is Haley Martinez. She owns Rock House Farms out in Oak Hill. So if anybody wants to buy some local eggs, she always has plenty. So Ooh. Reach out to her on Facebook or at Rock House Farm.
Very nice. And of course, you know, you like to put the incubators in the class, which is great, but sometimes you can't do that, but you still had some fun things for the kids.
Yeah, so like you said, we can't just rely on incubators in classrooms because we can't put one in every classroom, even
right.
though we did have them in 18 this time. So we've been actually going out and doing some hands-on lessons. So we went out to Granite Falls, and we did it with kindergartners, and they learned all the parts of the eggs using Play-Doh and how long it takes a chicken to develop, so that was really fun.
Yeah, that's great. And one of the great things about this is you get to tie in, you know, you don't just get eggs from the store. They don't grow in the cartons that they see. This gives them a little bit more experience.
Yeah, it connects agriculture to their everyday lives and kind of gives them appreciation. I asked any of them if they wanted to be chicken farmers when they grew up, and we had a lot of hands raised, so that was pretty cool.
That is very cool. So what other things have you got going on, Gabby?
Yeah, we also went out to West Caldwell, and we did a egg dissection with their Animal Science 1 class, and
okay.
they got to, like, learn the different parts of the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And they got to compare fertilized versus unfertilized and kind of seeing what over the 21 days happened. And that was a really cool and fun experience.
Excellent. So you'll be gathering up chickens today and tomorrow and getting them where they need to go. But what's ahead? I hear, do you have another round that you're going to be doing, I hear?
Yeah, so we're not slowing down. Next week, we'll, not next week, of course, for spring break, but the week when the kids come back, we'll be doing 15 more classrooms.
Ah,
so, yeah.
My goodness. So, yeah, you've covered a good number of classrooms. And you got something fun, too, I hear you're going to try in the office to hatch these.
Yeah, we got some quail eggs donated, so we're really excited to try that and see if we can get those to hatch. And we'll have a live stream for that as well.
Excellent. Now, where can folks find that live stream?
That is on Caldwell County 4-H, our Facebook page.
Wonderful. That's cool. I haven't ever done quail eggs, but I raised pheasants one year for 4-H, and that was kind of fun, too. They're a whole different kind of bird.
Oh, the eggs are just so tiny. I just can't. I hope something comes out of them.
That's awesome. So, yeah, we'll have to check out the stream and see what else is happening with you.
I'll also have to say our summer exploring camps opened up today.
So. Ah, so yeah, now's the time to get the kiddos signed up for that because those, you've got a lot of great ones and they're always a lot of fun for the kids.
Yes.
So.
And they fill up fast.
Oh, yes. Yeah, don't wait on that. And if they want to get signed up for those and just kind of check out what's going on with 4-H, where's a good place to go, Gabby?
Yeah, I would say the best place to check us out is our Facebook, which is Caldwell County 4-H, and that's going to have links to go to our website, which it would be NC State Extension Caldwell County Center. And then our Eventbrite is where you would get signed up for all of our camps and everything that are coming up. And that's all linked on our Facebook.
Excellent. Lots of great things going on. So, yeah, check out that Facebook page. And we appreciate you stopping in and all the hard work you're doing, Gabby.
Thank you.
All right. There's Gabby Worley, the 4-H agent at the Caldwell Center, the North Carolina Cooperative Extension, joining us this morning for a Kix Morning Chat.